Hey, welcome, friends, to another episode of the Amber May Show. So glad you are joining me today because I have a great show for you. It's going to be a heavy show, kind of, but it's important because what we're going to be talking about is child trafficking. And I brought my friend Randy Mansell from Patriot with Grit because he did something I think is incredible. How many times have you and I gone to a film and it impacted us, but we did really nothing with that? I mean, impact us individually. We thought of it, what was going on, like individually, and it moved us, but did we take action? Or how many times have we gone to a conference and we absorbed all this information from the experts, right? But we walk out the door, we go home and live our own life and do nothing about that. Well, Randy went to the Sound of Freedom, and what he did is he gathered people in his community and he found experts and he brought in the experts to teach them about how they can combat child trafficking. So we're bringing all that information on this show. So please like, share, and subscribe. Please like, share, and subscribe. That would really mean a lot to me. And the holidays are right around the corner. And to get one thing off your plate, let's just get rid of the dessert thing. So go to belovedcheesecakes.com and order your dessert today. And when you do that and you use promo code Amber, you're going to be saving some money at checkout. So they're delicious cheesecakes. I like to get the combination one because it's hard to decide which flavor to get. So go to belovedcheesecakes.com. The links are in the description. Use promo code Amber at checkout to save some money. So if you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com, click the donate button, and donate whatever you feel you can donate. Or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com and becoming a $5 monthly subscriber there. So without any further ado, I'd love to introduce you to Randy, but I also want to let you know that I always add more content to Telegram. So you can find me at Telegram at The Amber May Show on Telegram. I'm on True Social, Amber May, Frank Social, Amber May, and Cloud. So find me in those locations. Welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. And I told you earlier, I have Randy from Patriot with Grit. We have half of the crew of Patriot with Grit joining us today. Welcome, Randy, to the program.
This is awesome.
So good.
I'm glad you paid for my flight.
We weren't supposed to tell everyone that.
But, yeah.
You know, we have such a serious topic that we're going to be talking about today. And I really want to commend you for what you just pulled together. In your own backyard, you put together a conference to teach people about sex trafficking. You brought in a victim of sex traffic who was sex trafficked by her own father. This is the most common kind of trafficking mm-hmm. here in the United States, is someone who gets trafficked by a family member. Now, it's not super often that it's a father, but in this case, it was her dad, right?
That's where it started. It ended up with a pimp, and then one of her pimps freaking died of a drug overdose. So then she got another pimp. So she just keeps getting handed down.
And she started at five. They started her at 5 years old, correct?
Yeah.
Imagine the trauma of that alone, like a full grown man with a 5 year old female who's not even fully developed yet. That's so much trauma to the body. And not only emotionally, but physical trauma to the body. God bless. How did you come in contact with her? How'd you meet her?
Well, it all started when a group of us went to see Sound of Freedom, and we're all standing outside and everybody got together and took their picture in front of the banner, you know? And I'm like, I said, well, guys, what good did this just do? Mm-hmm. We knew this stuff. I said, we got to do something. And we had already interviewed a local Kansas City man and woman, ex highway patrolman that worked for, I think it's called the Human Trafficking Prevention Center. Mm. And I called them and they said, well, your best bet is to get this group to do it because they're part of our organization. And they brought in the gal that was trafficked. So that's how it started. So I just contacted them, said, let's do this. So.
Bravo. I'm really proud of Randy because he did something local. General Flynn always says local action creates national impact. So he didn't just watch the movie and do nothing. He did something with that movie. and he found an expert to come talk about the subject matter, and he was able to find a location and invite people to come listen to the subject matter expert. And I really applaud you for that. Cool. We need more and more of that. If we had microcosms of what you just did across the nation, we might eradicate sex trafficking here in the United States or greatly reduce it. So in The Sound of Freedom, which I got to interview the executive producer, Paul Hutchinson, he did a lot of the operations that were featured in the film along with Tim Ballard. He did some. And so what they did, what was so brilliant about the movie, is they took a whole bunch of operations and they put them together in one film, and they did it so brilliantly. Like, we didn't get left out in the dark wondering, like, how did that happen? Mm-hmm. I mean, they seamlessly wove all these operations together to really give us an idea of what it's like trafficking outside of the United States. So for the most part, I'm not saying that kids never leave the United States and don't get trafficked afar. But for the most part, most of the kids who do get trafficked in the U.S. happen to be from somebody they know. So what did you learn from this woman that came and spoke at your event?
The word trafficking is not what a lot of us think. Trafficking can be a dad just sending his daughter out to turn a trick to make some money, or then award her for her good performance. You know, now she gets to have ice cream. I mean, the whole mental piece of it. You know, we think about them loading kids up in cargo containers. That's more of a smuggling operation where they go out to elite people. They do the organ harvesting and things like that. So bottom line is, if we're talking about trafficking, it's the psychological piece of it where a kid or somebody at a truck stop. I mean, what I learned is these prostitutes we see are not just prostitutes because they want to be.
Right.
The majority of them are forced into this. And we also found out that when something happens to one of these girls and they end up in a court case, there was a court case where a guy strangled a girl and killed her. And the court said, well, she was just a prostitute. She deserved what she got. I mean, so they're not even thought of as people.
That's true. I would agree with that most society doesn't think of these women as people. And that is the other thing that the society mostly believes. Mostly they believe these are willing participants, like they go into this lifestyle willingly. Now, I'm sure there are some, but I think if I was a betting woman, I would bet money that most of them are being trafficked into a force at the hand through Tate. Andrew Tate, because we're going to talk about some of the ways that they traffic and some of the tools that they use to traffic women and children. And one of them is that social media called OnlyFans. So what he did is, under duress, of course, at this point they are grown adults, but they were so scared of him, and under duress they started prostituting themselves on fans only, making him a lot of money, making him a pimp. He got paid a lot of money from those women sexually pleasing men, and they were not fully willing participants. They were terrified of Andrew Tate. And you can find that on like past videos of Andrew Tate. And he wasn't shy about his actions. Like, right. I don't know if he scrubbed the internet by now, but I know I've watched videos of Andrew Tate with women that he considered girlfriends. You don't pimp out your girlfriend. He had like five women all across the Europe, and he brought them together. And then, because he was broke, he lost his job being in the fighting ring or whatever. And he's done with fighting, so he was broke. So he used women and trafficked them on fans only. So here we think, like, pornography is a big problem in the United States of America. And most adults think that they're watching consensual adults in these videos. I have learned through people who have been trafficked as kids. You should go back and watch my Zachary King videos. He was trafficked as a kid, and they brainwashed him into being on pornography tapes. So he's a child doing pornography, child porn, with adults and also with other children. So sick. Because they train them. Mm-hmm. And he talks about this. He talks about not all these people that are in these films. Now, sometimes they are, do it on their own free will. So this is where, like, the pornography issue, and this is so sad because so many Americans are addicted to pornography. We're going to get into some of that in a little bit. So what else did she talk about?
Well, you know, I found out too that, you know, you see all these gentlemen's clubs. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily working for themselves. And, you know, I guess when a gal's up on the stage dancing, she's got to pay the nightclub so much. She's got to pay her pimp so much.
They have pimps too.
They've got somebody that's controlling them for the most part. So they don't hardly make any money, but they're told to be up there on the stage dancing because they're making the club money. They're doing all kinds of stuff there. But, you know, do you want to go into some of the with the statistics here?
Yeah.
You know, worldwide, there's about 40 million people, girls and boys, that are trafficked. And one of the things I found that was odd is some of the targets for kids for pornography are young boys.
Yep.
And transsexuals.
Transgender. Like I said, Zachary King was a small boy, around 10 or younger, and he was the one who was he got victimized by being in child porn and raped. You know, first of all, he was raped by an adult, and it happened to be a school teacher.
Well, that's not shocking.
No.
But Amber, that number throws me off, that target throws me off, because wouldn't you think that most men would want to see
a girl,
man and woman?
Yes.
That I don't understand that. And then when they put up some statistics, they put a bar graph up showing all the countries' use of Pornhub, the most famous, or I won't call it famous, infamous.
Yeah, infamous, yep.
The United States beat the UK, the second place UK, probably 10 times. I mean, it was just unreal. And
do you think it was because our country is bigger than their country?
Well, that could be. We're not apples to apples there, but.
But still, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, we dwarf the other countries. And even if you added some of the other ones up, we would still dwarf them
all. And that's the thing. I'm glad you mentioned boys, because that is something that nobody talks about in society. We always talk about the girls getting raped, but there are a lot of boys. And us as parents need to protect not only our girls, but our sons as well, because they are also big time victims of sex trafficking. In the movie Sound of Freedom, I'm glad they depicted that there was he was the cutest little boy in my heart.
He was.
My mama's Hispanic heart was boy. Like broken for that boy, right? I just wanted to go after those people that were hurting that beautiful child, because he is a beautiful child. And it's so disgusting that other men will want to do that to a little boy.
Well, and so after that show was over, I was like, yeah, that wasn't quite as, you know, didn't knock my socks off like I would.
Oh, it did for me. I was in tears on both times I watched that.
But the thing is, we know it's way worse than what we saw.
It's true.
So, you know, okay, so sex trafficking is $150 billion industry. Why is that, Amber? Why is that more than drugs?
You tell me, because you can sell someone more than times.
Drugs are used one time. A kid can be used. And when I presented at the thing the other night, I said 10 to 15 times a night.
Oh.
That girl said, no, let's talk about 30 to 35.
30 times. To 35?
Yes. A night. I don't know how there's enough time in the night, but anyway.
I don't know how that, you're right. And I don't know how one body can take that much.
That's why we'll get into the story about the gal.
Yes.
You know, and the thing is, it always comes from a trusted relationship. Mm-hmm. It can happen from your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He starts seeing, hey, you know, other guys are interested. Well, I can get $15 if you go over and, you know, sleep with this guy. And it starts there. And then from what I was told, it becomes such a psychological issue. You compartmentalize in your brain that my body is used to make people happy. And that's just what I'm supposed to be doing. And then if you ever get away from it, the other side of your mind goes into kind of a normal mode, but you always revert back because that's what you think your existence is for.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
My towels solved a problem that we've all had with towels. You go into the stores and they feel lotiony and soft, but then you get them home and they wind dry you. That's why I made my towels. They actually work. They're soft and they absorb. And now I'm excited to announce two brand new lines of my towels. What makes them the best towels ever is they're now made with 100% long staple Shapir cotton. This is a combed ring spun cotton that makes my towels even softer and more absorbent than ever. And now you get a 6-piece set for an amazing introductory sale price as low as $29.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get my towels for only $29.98. Or you can get my designer premium line for just $20 more. Either way, you save 50% now on all my towels. They actually work. What a concept. This offer won't last long, so please order now.
MyPillow.com.
All right, America, Patriots, we are currently on the Amber May Show. So stay tuned. Amber May.
Are you looking for a doctor you can trust? Then look no further than Dr. Meehan. And you can find him at MeehanMD.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com for all your health care, supplemental, and telemed needs. And you know what my family did? We shopped at his supplemental store and we purchased these two items to help support our gut health. These are supporting our gut health because you know what? The gut health is so important. Our immune system is in the gut. Our serotonin's made in the gut. And so the most Americans, if you know, have a leaky gut. So if you're looking to improve your health, whether you're improving your gut health or your immune system, or you just have something that you need to talk to a physician about, go to MeehanMD.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com. And while you're there, make sure you use the promo code AMBER so you can save some money. And while you're at the website, make sure you set up your telemed appointment and then check out all his supplements that he offers as well. That's MeehanMD.com. Use promo code AMBER at checkout. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
It's crazy.
It shows the power, how powerful our mind is, that it's trying to protect the body from all this trauma that's happening, where you're compartmentalizing something that should never be a thing to begin with. Yep. So sad.
Well, and think about anybody that's read or heard the Kathy O'Brien book about her trafficking through government officials, yeah, and different people. She talks about the compartmentalization, and with MK Ultra, what they did to her is they had trigger words. So she was called a presidential princess. So these government officials would be introduced to her and they would make some comment about, you know, pretty flower, that automatically like transed her into sexual mode.
Ooh.
So
I could see how that happened.
Yeah. It's a whole mind control process. So, you know, one of the things I also learned that, you talk about trusted relationships. 42% to 47% is a family member.
So
almost
sad.
Half.
So sad.
It's ridiculous. And then 90. Okay, we talked about the prostitution. 95% of all women prostitutes were victims of incest or sexual assault when they were kids.
I believe that.
So they get, what happens is you get a kid that is vulnerable. You have to identify the kid that's vulnerable. That's the way you can control it, because otherwise, once they're in the games, what they call it, once they're in the game, you can't just rescue them. They don't want to be rescued. They want somebody to, and it's kind of hard to explain, they want somebody to be a new trusted person.
You know, it's interesting because did they talk at all about the men that are prostitutes?
Not too much, no.
I interviewed a man who was in the homosexual community, and eventually it led to him prostituting himself. He got in such a bad place to where he prostituted himself. So a little slightly different, because he wasn't necessarily a victim of trafficking per se, but anytime you stray away from what God deems as the correct biblical way of having a sexual relationship, it ends up hurting us in the long run. Mm-hmm. Whether we're looking at porn, we're going to get into how that affects the brain, right, or you know, if that's the lifestyle you choose, how that's going to affect you down the road. And for him, it led to drug abuse, alcohol abuse, and prostitution.
Yep. And okay, so the thing that one of the gals that talked was, a of all things, she was at a local Kansas City Children's Hospital for years, running a kind of a forensics group where she trained nurses to identify this stuff. And she went through some of the basic scenarios, and it's going to be hard for me to describe it because I wasn't in the industry. Mm-hmm. But a kid would come in, she would have an STD. They would treat her and send her out, which was odd because they'd already seen her three other times for an STD.
Mm.
So nobody would ask, and it's simple as, tell me a little bit about your life. you know. And when they started doing things like that, the kid would say, you know, I don't know, I've already had three abortions. And they'd be 14 years old. Then that's a red flag. Mm-hmm. Why are you having so many STDs and abortions? That's a red flag. And then there's other things that they go through psychological, because a lot of times the kids won't tell them because they know that they'll be tried to be pulled from that system, and they don't want to. Not because they love what they do. It's that's their trusted environment.
Yeah, it's the psychological conditioning we're talking about with MK Ultra. But what's so sad, can you imagine a teenager having STDs? I mean, isn't that just heart-wrenching? Devastating, heart-wrenching, a teenager having to go through abortions. And like, if let's say for the sake of argument, she gets out of it at a young age, mm-hmm. and she wants to have a child of her own. Talking to women who've done multiple abortions, it destroys the uterus.
Oh, I would think so.
And for one woman, she had to sew up her cervix just to finally keep the baby because she couldn't do that anymore because there was so much damage to that. And so, my God, I mean, that breaks my heart too. I mean, this whole subject is so sad.
Well, and that's what they called it, missed opportunities. Our system is completely broken because I already mentioned the courts do not identify this. They disregard it.
Do they identify it? They just don't want to? Because a lot of money is flowing in this.
Oh, there's so much behind that. They're just prostitutes. They're just homeless kids, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So the court system's broke. The identification system is broke. So when this gal left to start teaching this stuff around the country, left the hospital, she said the hospital just dissolved it because they said it was not worth the expense of the staff.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That tells everything.
Let me tell you this. When I was pregnant and I went in to go get checked out at the hospital and my husband drove me there, they made him stay out in the little waiting room in the maternity section, and they would sit and say, are you safe at home? Are you okay? Is he being abusive to you? So what's the difference? Why can't they do that with children? That's not a waste. Because for some women, that might be the only time they can get away from their victim, you know, the person victimizing them. So why is that a waste? I don't think that's a waste. I mean, there's a little bit of insult there because for most men, most husbands, not happening. But for the one woman that they can rescue, okay.
And the irony around this is the hospital that does this is a children's hospital.
Oh, wow.
And we have had two people on our show where that hospital has held their child hostage, medical hostage.
I just had that on my show too.
Yep.
I've had multiple ones, but we just recently aired that. So go ahead and check that out. And you're going to want to check that out because it's Aubrey. You're going to want to check out the story. No, Autumn. Sorry. You're going to want to check out the story of Autumn. And so go back to my website or Rumble or wherever you're watching this podcast and check out Autumn's story, because medical kidnapping is a real thing in the United
States. That's a whole nother thing. So when we talk about the medical system being broken down, 88% of those that are trafficked and treated by healthcare, only 4% of those are ever ID'd.
Ooh, wow.
So that's terrible. I found this out. So you have a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He takes naked pictures of you. Mm-hmm. Then he decides he don't like you anymore. Mm. And he puts the pictures on the internet. And then he sells the pictures for money, puts them on a money site. And then you beg to take them down. You go to court and you say, I want my pictures taken down. The courts say, no, because you didn't take them. You don't have copyrights to them.
No way.
Yep.
I can't believe that's a real thing.
That is bizarre.
So crazy.
That's what this gal was telling.
Well, how come Kim Kardashian can do that then? How come she can get her pictures down and these victims can't?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's a state thing. Wow. I don't know. Maybe it's a Missouri thing.
Wow, that's terrible.
You want to talk about social media now?
Yes.
All right, people.
Big one. This is why as parents have it really hard.
And I'm terrible. My kids have had a phone. I don't know why young kids have to have a phone. We didn't have to have a phone. Of course, we used to walk uphill both ways to school. And
in the snow, don't forget that.
Yeah, and waist deep in snow. But the thing is, I would love for my kid to have a phone so I could contact them. Mm-hmm. But they have phones out there. I think I've gotten my notes. It's called a Gab phone.
Okay.
And all it is straight voice and telephone. You can't get on the internet, do anything. Mm. But there are so many apps out there that people are targeting the kids. I mean, they're trusted relationships. So you've got some sleazy 45-year-old guy posing as a little boy and talking to this person, this kid. And they said it takes an average of 8 days to get this set up where they meet in person.
How sad is that?
It's terrible. It's crazy.
8 days to meet a stranger online for these children.
It's the easiest path for the predators and the pedophiles.
Oh, that's so sad.
So, I mean, and we're talking anywhere from Facebook. Of course, TikTok's the worst.
It's a CCP app too.
Yep. So we've got to watch social media. And I know the trouble. If I would have had my girls and said no more, they would have lost their mind because mm-hmm. they lived with that phone in their face. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've talked to them about, you don't be talking to anybody you don't know, that type of thing. But here's the crazy one. All of my grandkids play Fortnite.
Oh.
So think about this. They play other people.
Mm-hmm.
So adult men mm-hmm. are targeting little boys because they're posing as a 7-year-old little boy. And it's some, you know, I guess somehow they arranged to meet them in person.
There's another game like that, and I can't think of the name of it, and my daughter really wants to have this game, and it has multiple games, and I can't think of what it's called, but because there's the ability for her to see really bad things, like, because you can also create games with it, and some of the games are very nasty. No, I wouldn't let her, because you also can interact with people too,
right?
And I don't want her to stumble across any of those games, and I certainly don't want a predator to befriend her. She's thinking he's just a little kid.
Right.
So that's a very scary thing.
Another one I found to be interesting, and this is probably more for, you know, young adults, is I never even heard of it. SugarDaddyForMe.com.
Wow.
It's supposed to be like a dating site where, you know, there's supposed to be no sex involved. They just want to, you know, friendship. But you know what it turns into, but the algorithms in it are focused on any email that ends with .edu.
Ooh.
Because now they can pick out college kids that need side money. So there's nefarious stuff behind all of this.
Well, just the name Sugar Daddy tells you everything about that site to begin with. There's nothing good.
I thought it was
that
a candy bar.
I'm sure you did. Give me that Snickers.
Yeah.
No. I mean, just that the name alone. That, I mean, stay away from this website. Come on. Come on, young women. You can do better than sugardaddy.com.
Go to what is it? Like Sugar Daddy Farmers or something like that. So you get the guys with the bib overalls.
There's a farmer's tan going yeah. on. That's sexy right yeah, there.
She likes my tractor.
Yeah, she does. I heard she did.
So, you know, that's social media is just such a broad thing. And there's probably, I bet you could list probably 50 apps, any of them that interact back and forth, somebody could be a target. So there's a video out and I cannot remember the name of it. I've seen it once before. They played it at this training the other day, and they took a young looking 30-year-old woman who has kids, and she was on a task force to catch online predators.
Oh, wow.
So they used AI, makeup, and different things and made her look like she was 14, I think. 14. Whoa. So what they did is
That's CGI stuff right there.
Yes. I mean, she did. She looked like she was 14. So they took and created several fake accounts, built this person, this fake person, and had her photos and had, you know, photos of her and her friends and all this stuff so that it looked legit. The minute they went live, it was something like within a minute and a half, maybe it was 7 minutes for the first person to contact her, 7 minutes. And they showed it live and there were just men all over the place just contacting her. Hey, you look good. You want a friend? I'll be gentle. You know, it was just gross, totally gross. And people in the crowd were just going, you could hear them gasping that this could happen to their kids.
Yeah. And what you said here is 83% of sex trafficking is online.
Yes.
That's staggering.
I know. It's a dangerous place out there. And, you know, my daughter was supposed to come because I've got a grandson that I said, if he stumbles across this stuff, he'll never get it out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the porn part of
mm-hmm.
it. And so she couldn't come, but I'm going to have to do some training with my daughter.
And your grandson. Yeah, all so, your grandchildren. Yeah, yes.
So they know where they're vulnerable.
Yep. That's important because, you know, we're children are innocent. And you know what? Frankly, a lot of American adults don't know some of this stuff. So. This
yeah. Great. I mean, then it, the whole porn thing, you know, kids will stumble onto this by accident just by Googling something, you know, and then, of course, another nasty keyword comes up and then you pull up all the nasty pictures. So the thing about pornography is it is so traumatizing to a kid. The first time it probably scares the living jeebies out of them, but they can't get that out of their mind. Mm-hmm. And if it intrigues them and they keep looking, they build this memory bank that that is how normal sexual relations mm-hmm. are supposed to be. So you go to a website and now there's, to be blunt, there's three guys on one girl. Mm. They're assaulting her. The scenario I was told in this training was a young girl, I think she was 14, was raped by three 18-year-old kids out in a parking lot. And she wouldn't, her parents wouldn't press charges. And I think that's how it was. The parents wouldn't press charges. The daughter said, well, that's okay. That's what we're supposed to do. Guys are just dominant. She had watched so much porn as a kid. She had, at 14 or whatever she was, 14 years old, she'd been watching it for a while. And she thought that's how it was supposed to be.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out thecommandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're going to like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're going to save some money at checkout. So you could support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber May Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today. Use promo code Amber and save some money at checkout.
Hey, this is Dr. John Diamond from America Unhinged. You are watching The Amber May Show.
Hey, friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul, and I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theambermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber. You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
I'm just what you have here is it rewires young brains to accept lewd sex acts, rapes, assaults. They think this is how sex is. And I'd go to venture anyone who watches it. It rewires your brain. And I think eventually you start doing that. And when I've talked to therapists and stuff, and even Paul Hutchinson, the executive producer who did a lot of trafficking rescues operations, both these people, type of people, have said it gets more grotesque and more grotesque and more grotesque to the point where you now would never have looked at kids a few years ago, and now you're watching child pornography.
The gratification that was good today, a week from now, is not as good. The satisfaction, you have to have more to get the satisfaction, kind of like being on drugs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the part that really hacks me off to no end is there's a lot of kids that are getting this stuff in school because they get a tablet or they get their laptop. And why are the schools not blocking this stuff? The kids, what I see here, kids as young as 7 years old are getting exposed. 50% of 11 to 13 year old students that were surveyed had seen porn on a school device. 82% of them was unintentional. Mm. It had just popped up in a search. And then 56% of those kids said, oh, we wish we were locked out so we didn't have to see that stuff.
Oh.
So here's the thing. When we did the training the other day, somebody in the crowd goes, oh my gosh, why is this not be taught in the schools?
Exactly.
They're sexualizing our kids.
Yes.
So go to the schools.
Yep.
What's the response?
They're not going to help you.
Well, we don't have a problem in our school because they're too ignorant of the fact that there's vulnerable kids that are on the brink of being pulled into trafficking. And some of them may be already trafficked by their parents.
But then you have the some teachers, not all teachers, but then you have some teachers that talk about homosexuality or talk about furries and talk about different things like that that don't belong in the classroom. We've also found many books that are in school libraries that don't belong in the school libraries that have very lewd sexual acts. So they can't say they don't know this stuff, especially after years now. What, four years? You've been to the school board meetings. I mean, you tell me what you heard at the school board meetings. Did any of this stuff come up?
No, actually, one of our friends that recently got on the school board went to the speakers and said, I need your information. We're in a smaller school district with about 10,000 people, but the major Kansas City schools, I've been told that when they were approached by this, we don't have a problem. Mm-hmm. But yet they seem to know when to butt into your business when they want to say that you're abusing your child and they don't have the training to identify that. And then CPS gets involved and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that I find it ironic that they didn't even open their eyes and say, oh my gosh, let's take a look at this. Mm-hmm. If you really want to protect the kids, let's sexualize them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so backwards. Several, excuse me, get all choked up on this. Several young kids that were surveyed. Can I say the word?
Yeah.
Said that she, the girl, gave the boy a blowjob mm-hmm. before they ever kissed for the first time.
That's really sad.
Because they had seen it and thought that's what was supposed to happen.
So backwards. You know, I remember being the kid growing up thinking so excited for my first kiss, you know, and then they say, sweet 16, never been kissed, you know. This is so different.
It's completely backwards. So they gave another scenario where a girl was at a park with two other friends. Two guys came in and they gang raped her in the bathroom. So she was, I mean, they beat her up. It was brutal. She came out, hair all messed up, bloody nose. She had to compose herself because she knew her friends were out there, got her clothes on and came out. And the minute she came out, what was the reaction? Her friends applauded for a great performance. That's how backward this is. Yay! Woo!
Wow.
it's so backwards. Then you get into the completely perverse. This is the one that caught me. You've got there's groups. Anything you can pretty much think of is happening. So they've got a group, or they called swap camps. The dads are all getting together like a lodge meeting, and they bring their young sons, and then they swap them, and they have sex with each other's sons.
No way. No, 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 no.
Yeah, there's no limit of what's going on.
Oh, my God.
If you talk about Satan rearing its head.
That sounds exactly like it.
Yeah. And that's kind of the same thing that Kathy O'Brien talked about.
Yeah.
That when she was a kid, they would go to these campground things, and she'd be swapped out with all the other men. So here's the statistics about men and paying for sex. Most of these are common males who are married with an average of 2.5 kids at home. And it's typically because they have a fetish of some sort, or it's something that they need to go further that their wife won't do. And usually that's because they watch porn.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd never seen porn, you probably would have never thought, well, there's more that I can do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the bad part, you're not going to hear this. The typical person is lawyers and police officers.
Ooh.
About 10, they are in the top 10 of professions that pay for sex. But then what you get is what's called the unattached male. And that
this
could be
what I've heard is very common.
Oh, yeah. Just think about your truck drivers, yes. Truck stops. But you got people that work in the oil field, they're transient workers. You've got the oil fields, meat packing plants.
That one I didn't know of.
I did not. But that's a lot of transient work. But it's I'm gonna tell you, it's usually Hispanic, Yugoslavian, and there's like one other. That's what I've seen with my work in the meat packing plants. There's a lot of foreigners that work in those, and then military bases.
That was interesting to me because, you know, women love men in uniform. To me, it wouldn't have been so hard for them to pick up on a girl and get a girl and bring her home willingly. Like, to me, that's not very hard.
Right.
So that one was kind of surprising to me.
Well,
but if they're watching a lot of porn, I don't know. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. You never know what their psychological perspective is. But then you talk about, I've heard military guys talk about being stationed and they go to Amsterdam.
Oh, okay.
Where porn, not yeah. porn, where prostitution is legal. You know, you got to go to Amsterdam. I'm mm-hmm. like, why?
Why do I want to get an STD?
Yeah, I'm like, I could spend my money on something else like chocolate.
Like chocolate. I love it.
So, yeah. So where do we go from here? I mean, we can go on and you can almost use your imagination of how perverse it can get. And there's always money involved. So what we haven't talked about, and this could be a whole nother show, if you haven't heard any relation of this to Jeffrey Epstein and the people that fly to his island, I mean, it's just that is just a big piece, the visual part of it. But there's so much of it behind the scenes. I mean, you got the smuggling where kids are abducted and they are taken and put on cargo ships and that whole thing, like the Sound of Freedom. And then they're sold to the elite.
Yep.
And they become sex slaves. They become just laborers. But the thing that we're not talking about is the organ harvesting.
Right.
And that's usually other countries. United States is more of the trafficking as opposed to smuggling. And now,
but I do know it does happen here because in the Satanic Church, where the guy I was telling you about, he was involved in, they did abortion rituals. And part of that had to do with, they would basically gang rape a woman and they would call her a breeder. And then when she got to a certain point of her pregnancy, they aborted it and they would organ harvest. That was just part of the satanic ritual that they did within the Satanic Church. Now, I don't know how prevalent that is in the United States. I know it's a thing that happens.
Well, that's a whole other issue. I want to know who the buyers are of the organs and what they're for. It's not because somebody's waiting on a liver.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not from the medical industry. I'm sure.
No.
So I don't know. I don't know what it is.
That's what I want to know and I don't want to know. Like,
so
the rabbit holes we could go down.
Yes. So check your rabbit holes.
Yeah.
Go do some research because there's a lot of stuff on the back. The channels like we're doing that are bringing up things like children are actually being interbred.
Tell me about that. I don't know about this.
They get kids. Okay. They abduct a kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Then when they get to be like breeding age, they breed them like dogs.
Oh.
And then you start having, you know, a sister and a brother, and you start having the incestuous stuff where they start having defects and stuff like that. But it's a crop. It's what, and it's just, I actually saw a video somebody posted that somebody was walking through a cave in, I think it was in China, and there was vats of these dead babies so it's happening. They're doing something. So
this is why God hates sin. That's why he hated sin from the very beginning, because it brings a lot of destruction and pain to people.
Yeah. Satan's really rearing his head.
Yes, it is.
So we're at a point, you know, I was overwhelmed. I know I felt good about, because we had about 65 people show up. It was about 40 some no shows, which really irritated me. But the ones that showed up were just jaw on the floor. And for somebody like me that knew a lot about it, my jaw was on the floor. And I was like, holy cow, it is so big. I feel like we're just a grain of sand trying to make a difference. But there are people we've had on shows, and we see that there's what is Tim Ballard's group?
I don't know what his group's called.
I think it's called the Underground Railroad.
No. Oh, that's what it's called.
Is it Railroad?
I'm pretty sure it's the Underground.
It's Underground something.
I think it's the Underground.
So, Railroad. But that's just one of several. There's lots of groups around your state, all of the states that have some sort of human trafficking prevention. But one of the things they did say If you identify something and you call the human trafficking hotline, it's kind of like the suicide hotline. We'll get back with you in 2 days.
Oh, wow.
So it's very ineffective. So you need to find a local organization you can partner with. But the key is having trainings like we did. I never knew this before, but that was the first step. They have more advanced trainings. You know, they basically told us this is how you identify. One of the things, if you stumble across a kid that is not acting right and you can get them separate from the person they're with and you just ask them if they're all right or if that's their parent, sometimes they'll show distress and say no, but a lot of them will have the 5-pointed crown tattooed on them. That's a possession.
Ooh.
And then what was the other one? It was the 5-point crown.
Money sign tattoo.
The dollar sign tattoo. And then you got the idiots. There was some of them that said property of Billy Joe or something like that.
Geez.
So that's one thing you can look at, but it's going to be very hard. You just got to know when you feel like something's going on that you're supposed to call 911. That's all you can do. All the people that came to my course was hoping they could do karate kick somebody in the crotch when they.
You do feel like doing that when you hear these stories of these kids being trafficked like this.
So find out in your area where you can go to training, identify this situation, and then go to some of the advanced training.
America Futures is also starting to do training. So you can also check out America's Futures website. I don't know if it's .com or .org, but americasfuture.com or .org, and see if they have a training near you. That's one source that I know of.
Mm-hmm. And we did through this group. I asked them, I said, what the crowd brought up was we need to have something that's condensed, not everything we learned over 4 hours, mm-hmm. but something the kids absolutely have to know,
yeah.
you know, that they can identify their unsafe zones. Mm-hmm. And you know, they hooked me up with one of their guys that does nothing but that. He creates curriculum for that. I don't know who they're teaching it to because the schools won't let them in.
That's terrible. So, it's like DARE. You know, they let the kids learn about drugs and say no to drugs. This should be say no to traffickers. I mean, why not?
How effective is that?
I don't know. Better than nothing.
Right? I know. Yeah.
If they can go after the school kids for all the sexual stuff with transgender and stuff like that, we could go after that for the traffickers.
Yeah.
Might I did do some good.
I just want to embarrass a school district somehow and say, you know, you're wanting the kids to be, say it's okay for transgender and all this stuff, but yet you're not going to keep them safe.
Right.
So you want me to tell the story about the gal that spoke, the survivor?
Yes. And we have a few more minutes left because,
how much time we got? So they brought a gal that had been trafficked. Instead of just having the trainers, they always bring a gal that's been trafficked. She had been trafficked since she was 5 years old, started with her dad pimping her out, made her feel like that her body was, you know, that was her duty in life to satisfy people. And she never knew any different. So, you know, she lived in her car for 2 years with her two cats. I'll keep all the little details out, but she did this for 30 years and she had been approached multiple times. And like she said, I didn't want to be rescued. I just needed somebody that was going to take care of me better than what I thought my trusted one was. Mm. And so it came down to this gal was speaking in front of the group. She was pacing the floor. She was a young, nice looking gal, probably late 30s. She said she had just gotten out in like 2018. So she hadn't been out very long, but she was very fluent. She knew all the psychological. You thought she went to psych school or something. Mm-hmm. So she'd said, yeah, she'd suffered some health effects because of all the trafficking and abuse and all that. And she showed that she had a port and she had a feeding tube and it didn't register with me. So the next morning I called her and I said, there's more to your story. I got questions. And she goes, ask me. She told me that because of the severe abuse of lewd sex acts, you can imagine whatever.
And servicing 30 people a day.
Yeah, just nonstop.
Since 5 years old.
Yep. And a lot of it was she got 2 hours of sleep a day. And then she got on drugs and different things like that they typically do. But what happens is your body is living on this, you got to work, you got to work, you got to work because you got to meet quota. Mm-hmm. So you have privileges. you know, I got to get this amount of money so my dad will let me go to McDonald's, that type of thing. So I asked her, I said, so what's up with you? I mean, there was a video produced. She did a documentary that got released, and now she wants it taken off because they misrepresented a little bit. So I can't share the video. But anyway, she was on her deathbed. She's on hospice now, but yet she's up doing all these speeches. And she was on her deathbed, and I asked her, what's the deal? She said, I've got organ failure. I've got cancer of the bone marrow. My vagus nerve has been damaged. I have no use of my stomach or my intestines. So I'm assuming she has a colostomy bag. Mm. And she says, I've had 3 heart attacks already. Mm. And she goes, I am pretty much content, because that's what she found the Lord. And
do you know that story, how she found the Lord?
That's in that documentary. Mm. Because she's a friend of hers, it was a hairdresser, she got kind of trusted relationship with, had her sit down and watch The Chosen. Oh. And she saw Mary Magdalene. And she goes, that's me. And God forgave her. So she's like, she goes, I'm good. She goes, I'm good. My next life is going to be fantastic. And she goes, I literally could die tomorrow. But I said, you look so healthy. And she goes, I'm not. She goes, if I don't pace the floor, my circulatory system, because of my nerves are messed up throughout my body, mm-hmm. that the blood pools in my legs, I'll pass out.
Oh, wow.
So bottom line is, I said, how's that happen? She goes, well, once the adrenaline stops, everything, all the damage to your body just...
I believe
it
that.
Just catches up. It starts taking effect.
And it happens with first responders too, because they are on adrenaline all the time because they are constantly seeing traumatic things in front of their eyes. They're either involved in a shooting or they've just witnessed a child being raped. Whatever it is, whatever that traumatic event is, they're on adrenaline. And so when they finally get to retire, many police officers, many first responders, many paramedics, they end up dying of heart failure within so many years of retiring. It's kind of sad, but I understand when you said that makes a lot of sense to me.
And here's the one that got me. I left this one out. She said she had a miscarriage that went septic and that poisoned her. So I don't know what the side result was, but they don't even get treated correctly.
Yeah, so, I'm sure because they're scared of getting caught probably.
Yep. So my advice is you just go out, you try to find an organization that you can get training through and just at least recognize. And they suggested you protect your kids plus one. Oh, find one vulnerable kid. If everybody in the country did that, if you're a decent parent, some parents are trafficking their kids. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if those numbers add up, but we got to spot those that are, I can think of somebody in my neighborhood that makes me question if they have a relationship with their parents. If they don't, their target.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do people find you, Randy?
Well, you can find us, Patriots with Grit, on Rumble. We earned the badge of honor. We quickly got booted off of YouTube, and we have no desire to be back on there. Gab, Telegram, Instagram. Boy, Amber, I'm trying to think of all the, they're all the main
Clout
ones.
Hub.
Cloud Hub, and True Social. We're not on there yet. No. So we're on.
So make sure you go to rumble.com because for sure we're going to find you there.
That's our biggest place.
And then look for them on other social media platforms. So thank you, Randy, for coming on the program. It was so much fun to do the show with you.
I never thought we would get to do that together.
That's so cool.
What's the odds of that? My work sends me down
here. Right? That's great. That's wonderful. Well, thank you. And we will see you next time on the Amber May Show.
See ya.
In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at epswealthmanagement.com.
That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some, to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewald a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you. Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show.